The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Dancing.
Back in my prime, like, I'm mixing up, I'm dancing on the dance floor. You hear Michael Jackson, you know, play a little Beat It. I'm sliding all over there. I'm looking like could be on solid gold.
Boone Jenner.
Like Nolan Ryan, I grabbed. Who did he grab? Was it Boone Jenner? Just came up business? Not Boone Jenner.
Robin Ventura,
yeah. Boone Jenner, I don't think
he was. Boone Jenner was playing for the Blue Jackets, not the White Sox. But
he was that good.
Speaking.
Do we lose Ray?
I've never heard him speechless. Speechless. What? Oh. Speechless.
Speechless.
The Willie Nylander Award nominees.
Three pretty good ones this week, boys. This might be our best threesome we've ever had.
It's time for Struds On.
Dog brushes. So I'm a dog. I'm new in the dog business. You know, growing up, we had a dog, and which was great. But I wasn't responsible as far as, you know, taking it for get haircuts and, you know, brushing the dog out, all that stuff. That was out of my window. But we have a dog, and now I'm an adult in the house with my wife. So, you know, we've got to get this dog cut, you know, shaved, whatever, haircutted. Trimmed up. So I take it over the other day or today, and I get her name's Ruby. Get Ruby done, and then she was a bit matted. You know, we have a couple. My wife has a comb and this brush that she uses, but she was a little matted. So she had to get a pretty close cut. And, you know, for summer, it's probably not a bad idea anyways. But I started talking to the lady who runs the place. And I said, why was she so mad? It's the first time we ever had it. And she goes through, this is kind of the issue. And then she said, you need this brush. I'm like, okay, you know, like, that sounds good. I'll get the, you know, what kind of brush? And she showed me the brush, and it's kind of thin things, thin teeth. And then it kind of, they go at an angle. So it's supposed to be able to get underneath to that heavier fur that's underneath the outside fur and all that stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'll take the brush. So I get the bill rung up, and I'm like, oh, geez, that was pretty expensive. And I look at like in the car, this brush was $130. $130. So I kind of put it into my family group chat that we have, that this is what I have, and the dog, and everyone just jumped all over me, like, why would you, like, what were you thinking? I'm like, I don't know, there's a big pot of these expensive brushes, or I didn't know they were expensive at the time, but they're sitting there, and she said it was the best one, and I'm going to have it for the life of the dog, and that all sounded great, but I got to say, spend $130 on a dog brush is pretty high. I don't even have a brush for myself, but you know, I guess if you amortize that over the life of a dog, you know, maybe she'll live to, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. I don't want to say she's, you know, whatever. It does go down. But guys, like, I don't know if you guys have been or will be in the market for dog brushes. Anyone ever spent $130 on a dog brush? And maybe the old text line can get me fired up at 10, 12, 60 as well, because I'm a little bit insecure now about the brush, although it is really nice.